Chapter 6. The Breath of Life. As a true pupil of the modern spiritual school, you are striving for perfection and purification. You seek to rise above the bleak regions of death and to be absorbed by the new life field, having sacrificed everything that belongs to the nature of death. He who follows this path of sanctification will be freed from sorrow and anguish and will rise above the grip of the eons of this nature. Such a person walks in the light as he is in the light and raises himself above the things of death. How can one attain this? By safeguarding the perfect breath of the gnosis. Only one who follows the path of roses will become linked with the breath of life, with the divine astral forces of the gnosis. First, the sternum is made receptive for the new respiration via the rose of the heart, and at the psychological moment, the magnetic system in the head will also begin to breathe in the nature of eternal life. This change in the pupil will be realized quite harmoniously, step by step. You will perhaps know that the human soul possesses 5 aspects, 5 conditions, 5 fluids. The fivefold universal gnosis is in keeping with this, for each step of this fivefold system of purification provides for the purification and transformation of one of the soul fluids. Furthermore, each step has an effect on all the other soul fluids, so as to prepare them for their development. The blood is the basis. Changing the blood opens things up. That is why the path of insight purifies the blood. The hormone fluid closely follows the process of blood transformation, and like a sigh, longing for salvation flows throughout the entire being. In this way, the serpent fire is prepared, and the resulting inclination of the eye toward self-surrender pulsates in the blood, welling up from the source of the sacral plexus. And, how can it be otherwise? Now the nerve fluid urges one to a new activity, to a new way of living. It urges one to follow the divine path so that, fifthly and finally, the sevenfold astral consciousness fluid changes and thereby makes the rebirth of the soul into a fact. The person to whom it is granted to live out of this divine breath knows that there is but one solution, to return to the origin, to Tao, or the heavenly path. Self-surrender to the one kingdom, that is the heavenly path. If you dedicate your entire dialectical nature increasingly to keeping yourself occupied with this nature, it stands to reason that dialectical nature will keep you in motion. That is the way of man. To act and still to be held back, that is the nature-bound way of mankind. Yes, indeed, the heavenly path and the ways of men lie very far apart. That is why the differences between them must be clearly distinguished. Brothers and sisters, try to perceive clearly and distinctly every day the immense gulf existing between your troubled existence and the tranquility of the divine race which is already proceeding along the paths of transfiguration. We need not doubt the truth of this, because at every stage in mankind's development, we have been told about this glorious victory. It is Tao, carrying and upholding everything. It is the heavenly path that will cause you to rise above everyday things. The path of man, the everyday course of life, keeps you in servility. You know this all too well. Therefore, see the difference in life in a very clear light, and then determine how you will confront it, and what is keeping you from a Gnostic way of life. If you clarify this for yourself in such a way that you know it for certain, then you can take the decision, can't you, to walk the path of regeneration with strength, longing for salvation and inner conviction. Only then will it be granted to you to live out of the breath of God. As you know, everything in this nature has form, sound, and color. It is the nature of multiformity. It is a nature of time and space in which the ever-changing manifests itself in a continual sameness. No being of time and space can be the same as any other being of time and space. Both beings, perhaps imitating each other perfectly, still differ and are lonely, autonomous, and thus totally strange to one another. They can only be perceived. They are phenomena. They are things. In the new life field, the perfect man rises above form and change, above all the aspects and manifestations of the order of time and space. He who enters the perfect breath of life, who begins to participate in it, and thanks be to God, there are many pupils who participate in it, will enter the process of transformation. Engaged in this process, he will become increasingly free of the limitations, restrictions, and appearances of the world of form in time and space, and in the end, nothing can withstand him any longer. He can take up the place intended for him. He who breathes the perfect breath of the fivefold universal gnosis and walks his path of roses will return his nature to its original connection with the gnosis. That is why it is impossible for anything to trouble those who follow the path of roses. We state without any speculation that the breath of life will be with every candidate of the new life who opens his being for the light, the power, and the grace of the gnosis. He will be so absorbed by these things that all affliction, fear, and restriction will no longer be able to harm him, and thus he will overcome them. The true pupil of the Gnostic spiritual school enters the tranquility of the soul. He who follows the path will become free forever.